Nature worked patiently for more than a half a million years, transforming Hawaii from barren black lava rock to sparkling lush greenery. Then Polynesian voyagers came upon Hawaii in their giant canoes, and man began his tenancy on these virginal islands. Another 1,000 years passed, and man's numbers had swelled to 300,000. Ultimately, Hawaii, united till then only geologically, became united in fact by a strong warrior from the chain's biggest island. His name was Kamehameha, conquering first Maui, then Oahu, and finally bringing Kauai under his rule. Kamehameha became the archipelago's first and for all times mightiest king. The kingdom of Hawaii endured for a memorable but relatively brief 88 years, till in 1898 it was annexed by the United States. For decades, the cause of statehood for Hawaii was petitioned, proposed, debated, and blocked in Washington. In the early years, the cause was premature. After the suffering and maturing of the Second World War, the delay was frustrating. But a just cause inevitably prevails, and Hawaii's was a just cause. It had earned its right to an equal place. And in 1959, the obstacles had all vanished. Congress passed the Bill of Statehood for Hawaii in March, and on August 21st, it became official with President Dwight David Eisenhower's proclamation. The procedural requirements imposed by the Congress on the state of Hawaii to entitle that state to admission into the Union have been complied with in all respects, and that admission of the state of Hawaii into the Union on an equal footing with other states of the Union is now accomplished. Hawaii was a state, the 50th. Hawaii, a newborn state, was like a tree too long deprived of water. With the showering vigor of statehood, she suddenly blossomed and exploded with a vibrant new life. Somehow, statehood made these far-off romantic islands real. Real to the government in Washington, from whence the monies flow back to a tax-paying citizenry. Real to the businessmen who cautiously decide where to invest their trusted wealth. Real to the man on Main Street everywhere, who is humanly reluctant to change his lifelong concepts of nation and the order of things. Hawaii, islands in the mid-Pacific. Hawaii, where the curtain went up on a Second World War. Hawaii, where the life and the people and the beauty are quite unlike anything ever known anywhere. Hawaii was a state. And the mystery vanished overnight. The 2,500 miles of forbidden ocean shrunk to a telephone call and a routine meal and a movie jet flight. Hawaii was found in a degree much truer and more meaningful than that accidental landfall 179 years past by the adventuresome British navigator Captain James Cook. Because everyone now could find his own Eden in these wave-lapped miracles. People came to experience the magic of this island state. Businessmen and builders came with them. Like mirages, glittering structures rose from the sands of Waikiki and Kona and Kaanapali and Wailua. The physical realities of hosting nearly 3 million guests each year. And the population grew. Americans migrating to a new state, a promised place, lured by an elusive hope of rebirth in an oceanic mystique. 16 years of unbelieved growth, and few of the seekers have found disappointment. For Hawaii can never really change. Freeways may snake their way through the lowlands to accommodate them. Buildings may tower to house their needs. Commerce may quicken to match their pace. But Hawaii remains Hawaii, a miracle in an ocean, thrust into the world by volcanic fury, populated by heroic Polynesian migrations, civilized by monarchy, matured by struggle, war, and acceptance. Hawaii, a proud kingdom, become a state. We, the fortunate citizens of Hawaii, wish our fortune on the world, for ours is the promised land.